Amen, amen, amen. Hallelujah. What we are hearing these last days, what we are hearing actually, are things that have been hidden from the foundation of the world. What is the foundation of this world? We are revealing things that have been hidden from our sight in our descent into this world. Actually, the world, these are mysteries that the world has never known. Great men have passed this world. Amen? Amen. Great men. You know, have you watched the History Channel? And you watch characters that have passed through this earth. You see, great men according to the flesh have actually passed through this earth. But I tell you the truth, none of them were able to lay a hand on these things that we speak and we say today. Amen?
Amen.
Hallelujah. Some of them searched for these truths, but they never found them. Hallelujah. Abraham, Solomon, great men, the prophets, righteous men, they sought this wisdom from above, it wasn't given unto them, it wasn't appointed unto them, hallelujah. But to us who are in this time, hallelujah, it is appointed to that we partake of the glory of all ages. Amen?
Amen.
If a man passes through this earth without seeing the glory of God, it is better that man was not born. Amen? No matter how much you acquire, whatever you achieve in this material world, if you do not see that glory of the living God, it's best that you are not what born. Hallelujah. Amen. You know, in a coded language, Solomon in the book of Ecclesiastes said, what did Solomon say? He said, if one is born into this world and his eyes does not see the sun, it is better that person was not born. And you know what that son is? He's talking about the revelation knowledge. Hallelujah. Of the Lord. If your eyes are not open to see the glory of the Son, the glory of the Christ, it's better that you are not born. Amen. Because that person is born into what? Into darkness and departs in darkness. Those are very powerful statements. Amen. Hallelujah. The book of Ecclesiastes in the past, we've always used it to interpret. Used in a very negative manner. But these days the Spirit of God is enlightening us to understand these things. Now this message is going to be a build up to the question that he asked me about Lucifer. This particular message is just a build up, it's a stepping stone. So that we have, gradually get to that place. Yes, we're setting the foundation for that bomb. It's a bomber, like the Italians would say. Amen. I'm turning to Job chapter 38, verse 1. And I'm going to read something about the morning stars here. The morning stars. Now, the morning stars, was first mentioned, I think, in the book of Job. And you see, God was trying to ask Job. After Job and all the wise, those three men who thought they were wise, had finished their own words. Amen? They had finished saying their own things for throughout the affliction of Job. They all made contributions. And I tell you, Job is one of the richest, the books in the Bible. People have applied it only to suffering and all that, but if you look deep into Job, there are treasures that pertain to, the salvation and the glory of God. Amen. So now God appeared to Job. That's from chapter 38, verse 1. Job chapter 38, verse 1. Then the Lord answered Job out of a whirlwind. Amen. Who is the whirlwind? What is that whirlwind? When God appears. Amen. 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 Whenever God appeared throughout the Bible, he always appeared with that whirlwind. Amen. Either that whirlwind or with clouds or with fire. Hallelujah.
Yes.
That's how God always appears. Amen. You know, when a whirlwind comes, what does it do? It sweeps everything and takes everything up. Amen. Now, if you want to see strong whirlwinds, you go to America. America is a country where they have those unpredictable weathers. And you can see when those whirlwind blows across the city, it can tear a city apart. Yes. No, not hurricanes. It's another, it's a wind that, you know, that kind of twists. And you can see the movement is upwards. It's upwards. So, it's a whirlwind. So what happened now? We're trying to say God spoke to Job out of the whirlwind. Amen? And I tell you, the whirlwind actually is the glory, is the Christ. Amen? Amen? Hallelujah. That is the glory of the Lord. That's Christ. Amen? You will discover that we were in that whirlwind speaking to Job. We're speaking deep mysteries here. Amen? That whirlwind is that same whirlwind that came down on the day of Pentecost. Remember? Because the Bible, a gushing wind came into the, you know, into the that upper room where the disciples were waiting in the day of Pentecost, and they were baptized in the Spirit. Actually, they were swallowed up in that wind. From that moment onwards, it was, you know, Christ walking through those people, because that Spirit is actually Christ. The Spirit, Holy Spirit, is Christ. Hallelujah. Hallelujah. So the Lord, normally, whenever the Lord appears through Christ. Hallelujah. Amen. If the Lord appears, he reveals himself through his Christ, through his body. Amen. Verse 2. That's Job chapter 38, verse 2. Now, who is this that darkeneth counsel by words without knowledge? Get up thy loins like a man, for I will demand of thee, and answer thou me. What? Where was thou when I laid the foundation of the earth? Declare if thou hast understanding. Who has laid the measures thereof, if thou knowest? Or who has stretched the line upon it? What upon are the foundations thereof founded or fastened? Or who laid the cornerstone thereof when the morning stars sang together and all the sons of God shouted for joy? Hallelujah. Amen. Amen. You see, this the Lord is speaking through his word now, and he's asking them, he's challenging Job. And, you know, he's speaking to the others, telling them that they should stand up like men and answer if they have knowledge, if they have understanding. Let them speak. Where were they when the Lord created his kingdom? When he laid the foundation of his kingdom, where were they? In that day, hallelujah, the Bible says that God is saying that in that day, the morning stars sang together for joy, and the sons of God, what? Shouted for joy. That's the morning stars sang together, and the sons of God shouted of joy for joy. Hallelujah. Hallelujah. Oh God. He was asking Job if he had knowledge, if he had understanding. Where was he when all this is happening? Hallelujah. Do you know today we have the answers to all these questions? Why do we have the answers to all these questions? Because we have the Spirit of God. Amen. The Spirit of God searcheth the deep things of God and gives it to us who are the body. He reveals everything, the mind of God, to us. So we have the mind of God. We understand these deep mysteries. It's written in the book of Corinthians. Amen. That the Spirit searcheth the deep things of God. Hallelujah. God has given us his Spirit so that we can know and understand the things that are freely given to us as sons of God. Amen? Amen. Now the spirit of man reveals the things that pertain to man, and reveals the things that pertain, you know, to that are earthly. But the Spirit of God reveals the things that are eternal, heavenly, and the things that pertain to God. He reveals the truth, because anything that emanate that, you know, comes forth from the mind of God is truth. You know, that is the definition of truth. Truth is what is in God's mind. If something does not come out from the mind of God, that is a lie. So the thoughts of men actually is lie. That's why the Bible says all men are liars. All men are liars. Yes, no matter how, lie is not that kind of thing that we see in day-to-day work. Eh? When somebody does this and he says, no, that's not lie. True spiritual lie is that understanding that comes with carnality, hand in hand with carnality, where we see things according to appearances, and we don't see the mind of God. So actually, a man that walks in carnality, not beholding the glory of God, is walking in a lie. Hallelujah. Have you thought deeply on how Jesus Christ walked upon the earth? Remember in the last message, I said Jesus Christ did what? He always saw God in everything that is created. That's why he could make parables. He always made parables on elementary things, things of this earth, social things. He always equated it with the kingdom of God. Why? Because he was operating with the mind of God, not with the carnal mind. Hallelujah. Because God only sees his kingdom and his sons. Amen. God does not see this material thing that men see. Eh? His mind is fixed on his kingdom and on his sons and how to do good for his sons. Hallelujah. To bring them to an expected end. Amen. So in the day when the creation was made, hallelujah, that's God's creation, God's kingdom. There were some people along with him in that day. Hallelujah. Hallelujah. And we've already said it, that day is simply in God. Because it has no beginning and no end. Hallelujah. Hallelujah. There were some people with God in the beginning. Hallelujah. From the foundation of this world. And these are the sons of God. They are the sons of the morning. Amen. Sons of the morning, actually the sons of the day. You know what I mean? These are the sons of light. These are the sons of God. Amen. And these sons of God, they have been right from the beginning with God. Amen. But what happened? Like we've explained, that they descended, they fell. Amen. They fell and lost their estate. They fell and lost their glory. Amen. That's why in Genesis chapter 1 and Genesis chapter 2, like I said in the last message, we see two creations. In Genesis chapter 1 verse 1, the creation of God, that's the creation of perfection in light. Then in verse 2, we see the creation of darkness. Amen. Then in verse 3 and 4, we see God coming now to restore these fallen sons who are in darkness back to the kingdom. That's why the Bible says, let there be light. Let there be understanding. Let there be my spirit of understanding, my inspiring spirit. Amen. And let them now begin to think once more with my mind. Let them now begin to have a sanitized mind, a mind that thinks after the same way their father thinks. Amen. And when that happens, when the light goes forth and the people receive the light, what happened? The Bible says day emerges, day and night emerges, and it separates the day from the night. Amen. So what we are seeing there is actually God creating, or rather bringing back his sons back to the day. Amen. These are the same sons of the morning, sons of the day, the sons of God that did what? That fell. Amen. The senior brother Christ Jesus, Jesus was the first. He comes to do what? To restore, to do what? To bring us back to the God's kingdom. Amen. As many as receive him, he has given them what? Power. What is it? What do you call it in Yoruba? Ogun. Agbara. Alagbara. Agbara, sorry. He has given them power. Yes. Dunamis. That's a great word. Power. Of power, okay. Dunamis. He has given them power to become what? Sons of God. Hallelujah. He has given them power to become sons of God. He has given them power to do what? To go back to their beginning. Amen. You see, the Bible says that they shouted for joy. Where were you when they sang? Nobody knows what they call singing. Nobody knows what they call joy. Except you are returned back to your first estate in God. Amen. All this irritation and all this bitterness and all these things that we see in this world, in that day, they all fade away. Hallelujah. In the book of Job chapter 33, is it? Where God says that they shall sing before men. Oh, hallelujah. When God redeems the soul, that is the man going down to the pit, they shall do what? Sing before men. That he has what? Redeemed my soul from going down to the pit. Hallelujah. It is a precious thing. It is a great thing. Hallelujah. That the ordinary man cannot understand. Amen. Have you ever thought of it? When God spoke about Lazarus, what happened? Lazarus is an example, or rather a shadow of a son of God who has gone to sleep. Remember when Jesus Christ, when they reported his situation to them, to Jesus, that he was really sick, he was really bad. Jesus Christ told the disciples and all the people around him that Lazarus slept. That means Lazarus was what? Asleep. So at that point in time, you know, people did not understand. So now he now came out and plainly told them Lazarus is what? Is dead. Hallelujah. But spiritually speaking, he was what? Asleep. Amen. He was asleep and he did what? He went. He was buried into the, in a cave. Is it a cave? A tomb. They didn't used to have it in those days. Yes. And of course, you know, in a tomb, it's dark. You know, it's not like the graveyard. The graveyard, you know, when you put somebody under the ground, that's darkness. You go under the ground and see how it is, or put yourself in a coffin and bury yourself. It's darkness. Amen. Hallelujah. So that Genesis chapter 1, verse 2, that darkness you see there is the grave. Is the grave? You can look at it in two ways: either the grave or the bed in hell. Amen. Amen. You see the position of people in their grave, in their tombs. It's a sleeping position, isn't it? They are really asleep. Amen. Amen. Hallelujah. So what happens? Jesus Christ comes and does what? He shouts with a loud voice, Lazarus, come forth. Hallelujah. Hallelujah. Can you hear the voice now? Can you hear the voice of the Lord shouting now? It's a loud, clear tone calling his sons out from the realm of darkness. It's awakening his sons from their deep sleep and calling them to come back where? Into his kingdom of light. So that Lazarus now comes out of the tomb on hearing the voice of the Son of Man. Amen? Yes. The stone that is, you know, a stone, a very big stone, was what was rolled away. Hallelujah. And Lazarus came forth. Amen? Amen. A situation that looks impossible. Amen? To cap it, there was a stone and all that was removed. Amen? And Lazarus comes forth. The Bible says he had a what? Handkerchief over the face, because normally in those days when somebody dies, they cover the face with a kind of a wrapper or something, and they tie the hands and the legs together with rope. So Lazarus came forth like that, you know, all tied up and all blind, you know, all blindfolded. And Jesus said, commanded that they should do what? Loosen him, remove the veil and everything, and you let him come forth. Hallelujah. And what happens now? Lazarus comes from the darkness and he sees the light. Amen. He comes from the dark, from the night into the day. Oh, hallelujah. Amen. Amen. And you can imagine the joy. Hallelujah. That body that was already decomposing, that body that was already stinking, smelling, the stench had already gone forth. Hallelujah. But what happens? He's renewed. His joy, his youth is renewed. Hallelujah. In a twinkle of an eye, God reverses the decay process in that day. Hallelujah. Hallelujah. And I tell you the truth, the hour has come, like Jesus said, where those in their graves will hear the voice of the Son of Man, and they shall do what? They shall come forth. Hallelujah. Hallelujah. People in their graves is humanity. People living in ignorance, living in this material world, not aware of the invisible presence of the living God. As they hear the trumpet, amen, the Bible calls it the last trumpet. Amen? Amen. They shall hear the voice and they shall what? Come out from their graves. Hallelujah. And they shall walk towards what? Into eternal life. Into the joy of the Lord. Amen? Amen. Hallelujah. Amen. Now, the Bible also says that at the sounding of the last trumpet, amen, the dead shall be raised up incorruptible. That's those people who are dead. What is the last trumpet? It is the message. It is the revelation knowledge that is coming forth from the throne of grace. It's the wake-up call that the Lord is announcing to each and every one of us today. To arise from what? From the dead. And come forth into the light. Amen? Amen. Hallelujah. And as we listen to this voice, amen, of the archangel, hallelujah, which is the spirit of the Christ, as we listen to this voice. That's why Jesus always said, mind how you hear. Amen. If you hear this voice and you listen attentively with a single eye towards the Father and towards the kingdom of God, you will be translated and you will be taken back into the glory. Hallelujah. The glory of the Son. All right, the sons of God. Amen. This is what God is saying. Amen. It is then when we can begin to do works. Hallelujah. It is then we can now go forth to begin to do good works and do works that actually have eternal weight. Because actually, if you are not walking in the light, if you are not walking in the day of the Lord, your works are what? Are in vain. Amen. Hallelujah. Amen. Your works are in vain. They just, you just like sowing to the wind and what? And reaping the wind. Amen. But if two work together, that's if you and the Lord join together to work, there is good reward for your work. Amen. Because your work is what? It's eternal. Hallelujah. Eternal works. Amen. In Psalm chapter 104, verse 20, it's a beautiful psalm. I love this psalm very much. Psalm 104, verse 20. Thou makest darkness, and it is night, wherein all the beasts of the forest do creep forth. The young lions roar after their prey and seek their meat from God. Hallelujah. Then the sun ariseth. They gather themselves together and lay down in their dens. God goeth forth. That is, look at this. Man goeth forth unto his work and to his labor unto the evening. Oh God. O Lord, how manifold are thy works. In wisdom hast thou made them all. The earth is full of thy glory. Hallelujah. I just want us to realize something, that you see that the beasts, amen, you know the beasts are the carnal creatures. Yeah? In the night is where all these wild animals, snakes and all these things come out of their holes. And there is terror in the night. You know, taboos and, you know, beliefs of men, you have it that even the night spirits move and, you know, all those kind of things. Now, I want us to note carefully that the only way that we can actually solve our problems in humanity is when we do what? When we arise with the sun. Amen? When we arise in the morning and enter into the day of the Lord. Amen? That's only then that those, what they call, does that beastly, amen? The beasts and all the principalities and all the powers and all the forces of darkness will cease to exist in our lives. Amen. They will only be like a dream in our lives. Hallelujah. So if we have problems, if we have any sort of, you know, pain or whatever it is, see, the only solution and the only thing that can cure us eternally is that we arise and walk into the light. Amen. Arise in the light. Arise to the revelation knowledge of the Lord and walk in that knowledge. Amen. Hallelujah. Jesus Christ says that I'm there 12 hours in a day. Amen.
Yes.
Walk in the light while you have the light. Amen.
Amen.
Walk in the light while you have the light, so that darkness will not overtake you. That's the darkness of this world will not overcome you again and you go back to your mud. Amen. As you have the revelation coming to your ears in this hour, what you should do is what? Is to receive it and walk towards it. Hallelujah.
Hallelujah.
Never let it go. Amen.
Because
if you do, it can only get worse. Things can only get what? Worse. Hallelujah. So we are the sons of the day. We are the sons of the morning. Amen.
Yeah.
As we arise from our bed of ignorance, as we arise from the bed of humanity and face the direction of the Lord. Amen. We see ourselves in a day. Hallelujah. Because God's intention is to bring us to noonday. Amen.
Amen.
Where the light, the sun shines in what? In its fullness. Amen.
Amen.
Hallelujah.
Amen.
Where there is no more darkness. Amen.
Amen.
Hallelujah.
Hallelujah.
In that day you will operate without any sense of limit. No limit. You live in a realm of what? Infinite possibilities. All things are what? Are possible. Hallelujah. And you are set free in every aspect of your life. Amen. No more darkness. No more darkness. Hallelujah. Sorrow, pains, anguish, emotional turmoils, and all these things will leave us. Hallelujah. It is the joy of the Lord. Amen. Then we shall begin to know joy again. You know, a lot of us have forgotten what joy is. Amen. Many people have forgotten what joy is. The problems of this world are so obscured their sight that they've forgotten joy. Amen. But as you hear this message, hallelujah. Amen. And comfort, what happens? You begin to taste. You begin to shout for joy again. Hallelujah. In the book of Psalms, the Bible says, blessed are those who know the shout of joy. They are the ones who live in the light of the countenance of the Lord. Amen. Those are the ones who enter into the presence of the Lord, who enter into the day of the Lord. Hallelujah. These are the ones who know what they call joy and peace. Amen. Because their eyes pierces through the whole of creation and they see everything. The originality of everything. Hallelujah. Hallelujah. Nothing is hidden from them. Hallelujah. These ones are like, they reign over all. Even the elements, the beggarly elements, will serve them. This is the will of God for our lives. Amen. So let us be encouraged in this walk. Hallelujah.
Hallelujah.
Amen.
Amen.
Hallelujah.